4, is that okay? KO4HKX.
Okay, good morning, Patrick.
Hey, hope you're having a good start to your day.
Good. Already up into Marietta, well, through Marietta, headed towards Traveler's Rest.
I'm getting ready to turn back over my horse for my first stop, heading down to Traveler's Rest.
Be available for lunch today?
I got a question.
So the way they've been going, I will say definitely yes. But I will let you know for sure.
Right.
One of my main heavy pickup is closed for inventory for 3 or 4 days. They're not shipping out till Friday, so that helps too.
That makes a big difference. But yeah, we'll just check in when we get a little closer.
Or not, but Isla came home, what is today? She came home Monday night.
And that's good news. I'm glad that Seth and Nadine and Isla and all of them are together now.
They were discharged late Monday. We told Ada we were taking her over to her house to get some more clothes. And then she said, can we stop by the hospital and see Mommy and Daddy? And I said, yeah, we'll do that too afterwards. So we walked up the steps to her front door, and Seth opened the door, and she went, oh, what are you doing here? And then she said, is Mommy here? And he told her she's in the bedroom, and she ran back there. And a few minutes later, we heard her say, can I stay here tonight? So it was really sweet. She was all excited.
Like I said, I'm excited for them.
They're happy to be home and kind of hitting them all, you know, how long it's been. But I know they're happy to be there. We're happy they're home. Happy Isla's doing well. So still gotta keep an eye on her, of course. But, man, what a difference.
Roger that. Just really excited for the fact that she's home and they're all together now. And I know they are, to get some rest.
He's out there on the radio. I think he's going into work this morning. I'm not sure. But anyway, I know he worked from home yesterday. He's kind of not been on the radio for a while. I think back and forth to the hospital, he just had other things on his mind.
Definitely understandable.
Yesterday, I heard you in the morning, but I didn't hear you all day. I didn't call you. But I also didn't hear you.
I was around yesterday. I just wasn't in a place where I could use the radio much.
Man, I hang around Donaldson Center a good bit during the day. A little bit in the morning and later in the afternoon. So that radio will monitor the tower, air traffic control. And it's been kind of fun because I watched a herd and then watched I think it's an Israeli fighter jet that's over here for repairs. I looked it up online and said mostly used by the Israeli Air Force. It's a French jet. But I've heard them talk to it before, but I couldn't hear it talking back. But I found the frequency that the pilot actually communicates on. But I also think it's AM because it doesn't come through as well. It's like I'm only getting half the signal. But anyway, I heard him coming in on the radio, and then I watched him do a couple loops around the airport. And then when he landed, he put out parachutes to drag, you know, to slow him down. So that was pretty cool.
That would be pretty neat to watch and listen to at the same time.
I'll hear a Cessna or, you know, small plane call in. We left Pickens County Airport. We're headed that way to do some work, you know, some traffic work. And then you'll hear one of those jets say, we're 10 miles out. And it's like they're there in about, you know, 30 seconds. They're already ready to come in for a landing.
Fathom that they're moving, you know, at hundreds of miles an hour. Not, you know, 50 miles an hour.
I say, I wasn't on the radio as much yesterday. Wasn't monitoring. I got to try to figure out a way of, I think I can program that radio. It has a dual watch feature. I just need to put one of those frequencies in and then listen to the other one. So it's been fun. I've enjoyed it.
Well, that's good. I know over that way it's hard to pick up the 610.
It's in and out pretty good, and apparently I can get in okay. It's just doesn't receive well over there. I don't know if it's, I guess it's the coverage. The repeater coverage is not, the signal's not getting out that way as far, but it receives from there pretty well, apparently.
That's the reports I get, too, when I'm over that way, is they can hear me fine, but I can't hear them.
It's your weekend. I think, I'm trying to remember, did I check in Sunday night? Yeah, I did, because I think I got on to talk with you for a couple of minutes after, or during the net, but how was your weekend?
Kind of quiet. I tried to stay. I tried to rest my knee as much as possible. It's really been bothering me. Took the weekend to just try to lay low and stay off of it as much as possible.
Make sure you use that handrail going in and out. That's what they always tell me.
Roger that. Well, yours is a little lower to the ground. Well, the box, the little wagons, I guess, would be your truck climbing in and out. I don't come in and out that way.
Being in the package cars, I always grab a handrail. And then the new trucks they got didn't have the handrails on them, but they had they got a metal, almost like a roll bar, little brace around on that right side, the passenger side, which turned into a handrail because the little hand grip that they used to have, I don't know, for some reason they didn't put them on some of the newer ones.
I don't know. Mine's got a handrail coming in once you get in the truck, but that first step or two is doesn't have anything.
Doesn't matter, handrail or not, I think in and out like that as much as you do, it's over several years, it can cause some damage, even if you try to do everything right.
Speed and motion doesn't help any, that's for sure. I'm here at my next stop, so I'm going to jump out, and I've got a few things I need to do before they get here. But I will give you a shout when it gets closer to lunchtime and see about where we're going to be.
Looking forward to it. I hope you have a good day. Talk to you later. KO4HKX at 4ZLK.
And you be careful out there. KO4HKX.